This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Sudanese army is facing widening opposition on Thursday to this coup, with state officials in the capital vowing disobedience and activists mobilizing for mass protests later this week. A takeover led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on Monday against the civilian government has brought thousands of people into the streets to reject a return of army rule and demand a transition towards civilian rule be put back on track. Ministries and agencies of Sudan's most populous state say they will not step aside or hand over their duties. They declared a general strike, although they will continue to supply flour, cooking gas, and emergency medical care. Several people have been killed in clashes with security forces since the takeover in Sudan, and opponents fear the army-led authorities could deploy more force. UN officials say the United Nations cannot get enough cash into Afghanistan to deliver humanitarian aid to millions of people on the brink of starvation and is struggling to develop options to help stabilize the collapsing economy. A senior UN official told Reuters on a condition of anonymity that ultimately political solutions are needed, an apparent reference to sanctions relief and for government and institutions to free up billions of dollars of Afghan assets held overseas. In the meantime, UN agencies are scrambling to find ways to get large amounts of U.S. dollars into Afghanistan after most aid stopped when the Taliban ousted the Western-backed government in August. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's defense minister said Thursday the island must defend itself and not depend entirely on others for help if China were to launch an attack, even as Taiwan's president said she had faith the U.S. would defend it. Tensions between Taiwan and China have risen to their highest level in decades, with China sending record-breaking numbers of fighter jets toward international airspace close to the island and stepping up a campaign of military harassment. Taiwan's defense ministry has said China will have so-called comprehensive capabilities to invade the island by 2025. China claims Taiwan as part of its national territory, although the island has been self-ruled since it split from the communist-ruled mainland in 1949 after a long civil war. Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen said in an interview with CNN that aired Thursday, she was confident the U.S. would defend Taiwan if China made a move against the island. Tsai also confirmed the presence of a small number of U.S. troops on the island to help train their Taiwanese counterparts. Russia reported record numbers of daily coronavirus cases and deaths on Thursday as Moscow shut down non-essential services for 11 days to combat a surge in infections. The country hardest hit in Europe by the pandemic, Russia has struggled with low vaccination rates despite developing several of its own jabs. Recent weeks have seen daily numbers of cases and deaths at the highest of the pandemic, with the official government tally on Thursday reporting new records for infections and fatalities. Authorities have shied away from the kind of severe lockdowns imposed in many countries, but have shut down all non-essential services in Moscow from Thursday until November 7th. Retail outlets, restaurants, and sporting and entertainment venues are all closed, along with schools and kindergartens. Only shops selling food, medicine, and other essentials are allowed to remain open. And Albanian prosecutors on Thursday brought charges against a former defense minister over a massive blast at a munitions disposal factory in 2008 that killed 26 people. He was the defense minister from 2005 to 2008 and has been charged with abuse of his position. The same charge was dismissed way back in 2009 because of his immunity from prosecution as a reelected member of parliament. But now he's being charged and he denied wrongdoing, calling the move politically motivated. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.